We are waiting indeed for healthcare. We're facing some of the longest in the OECD. We're actually fifth worst out of the 38 countries. About one in six of us have to hang about more than a day just to get a message back from the GP's office. General Practice Owners Association Chair Tim Molloy is back with us at News Talk ZB. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
This is all about access to healthcare, I guess. What happens when people can't access primary care?
Well, ultimately, it affects their health status and ultimately their well-being. But what it actually reflects is a health system under a significant amount of stress. And the consequence of that is that ultimately people will suffer.
I'd have thought this would be a priority. As a layman, no medical training, I'd have thought quick, quality primary care would be a good thing for the country, catch things early and save people ending up in hospital with something more serious.
Absolutely. That is the ultimate goal, of course. You've got to be a little bit careful not to overinterpret the data in the sense that if you're tests, for example, are normal, there may be an understanding that you will not necessarily be contacted with that particular bit of information. Nevertheless, the reality is that primary care in this country is under a significant stressor, and it will reflect in the way we're able to deliver our services one way or another, and including access to information.
Why is it that we rely so much on doctors coming here from overseas? Would it not be better to train New Zealanders?
Absolutely. And that is our lesson from the pandemic. For years, we have been dependent on doctors coming from another country. And the reality is that when that is no longer available to us, and if you look at the rest of the data that's been published, we're seeing that other countries are under even worse stressors than ours as it affects their health systems, then we are unable to recruit in that environment. And as a consequence, our dependency on doctors from another country is now coming home to roost. And therefore, it's time to make a decision to actually train our own workforces.
What's got in the way of setting up another medical school or two or three more medical schools? Why has it not happened?
Ultimately, the government determine whether the number of, or what the number of people are able to enter medical schools. Historically, there have been some barriers around exiting medical school in the sense that there has been an expectation that the public hospitals would be able to provide training for all the medical students as they come out of the hospitals. But that circumstance has changed in that we are training more and more junior doctors in the community as well. And therefore, the capacity to train more doctors for the whole country is actually increasing. What we need is a loosening of the purse strings at the entry point into medical school, in order to get more people through the system.
Would it cost a lot of money to do that in health terms?
Yes, it would cost a lot of money, but that's the point. It's a significant investment. When I hear about the kind of money being spent potentially on light rail, however, it's a drop in the bucket compared to that.
Yeah, $29 billion buys an awful lot of healthcare, doesn't it? Current reforms helping or not?
Look, the jury's out on the reform process. The issue around the reform process is principally around the timing. Having a reform process in the middle of a pandemic actually added an element of complexity that has not done morale any good at all. But I guess time will ultimately tell whether it was worth it or not. And because it's still very early days, and there's no question that it hasn't delivered yet.
We used to think of mental health as the Cinderella in the healthcare sector. Is it out of date now? Is it primary care now?
look, I think there's no doubt that the stresses on the mental health system are equally as significant as they are in primary care. And to a large extent, a good proportion of the work that we are engaged in involves mental health. But let me just say that I think there are lots of segments within the system as a whole that are under immense pressure.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. Dr. Tim Molloy with us at News Talk ZB, General Practice Owners Association Chair.